I'm flying.
Nope. Arms out wide, a bullet slammed into her chest and sent her falling backward off the side of the armored vehicle. Another bullet ripped through her side. One more through her left thigh like a blazing lightning bolt. She hit the ground on her shoulders before her ass smacked the pavement and her head bounced, ripping off her helmet as she slid across the ground on her burned back. She gasped for a breath that felt like sucking in fire that seared its way through every cell in her body. She stared up at the dark figure who had sprayed bullets everywhere, staring down at her with the automatic weapon pointed at her heart. The need to stop him and a deep sense of failure overwhelmed the pain. She sat bolt upright, gun in hand pointed at the closed bedroom door in her grandparents' old house, breathing hard, sweat rolling down the side of her face, and cussing herself out for blurring her present reality with the past again. This was good old Montana, not some insurgent-infested town in Afghanistan. Fucking nightmares. She dropped her hand and smacked the gun on her knee. The small pain helped to fade the last of the nightmare, the echo of pain that mixed with the real pain throbbing through her body and settled her in reality. She focused on the door again and the three bullet holes she'd put in it the last week she'd been living here after her family kicked her out of their house because they couldn't deal with her erratic behavior, short temper, and potentially lethal insanity. At least I didn't shoot this time. Small victory. But her shrink said those small victories would build until she found herself firmly rooted in the here and now, with the war and what happened a distant memory. Yeah, well, she didn't know what happened to her. Not all of it. Despite the scars on her body that told the story, the details were still missing from her black mind. Her phone trilled with a text. She grabbed it off the nightstand and swiped the screen, noting the three missed calls from her old friend and the accompanying voicemails waiting along with the text he'd sent. Tobin, call me. I miss you. Yeah, I miss me too. She tossed the phone back on the table next to the crispy dead fern. Tobin sent it to cheer her up. It didn't. She didn't feel bad for neglecting to water it. She tried not to feel much of anything these days. If she let herself feel one thing, she'd have to feel everything, and that felt like drowning. So she turned up the numb and shut down her heart. Light filled the room through the slit in the curtain she kept shut. She squinted and raised her hand to her forehead and rubbed the headache pounding behind her eyes. Not from a bad night of sleep, but another night drinking herself into oblivion, hoping to keep the nightmares away. It didn't work. Never did. She needed to stop dulling the pain and find a way to make it stop. She fell back onto her pillow, hoping to relax and figure out how to make it all go away. Then it hit her all at once, and she sat bolt upright again. Shit! She checked the clock. Overslept again. How that always happened when she barely slept at all eluded her. She rolled out of bed with a loud groan for the pain in her whole aching body, grabbed the uniform she hoped to never wear again, and put it on anyway. She'd promised she'd do this. A few pain pills would help her get through it. She only hoped she didn't make a complete fool of herself in public, in front of the whole town, and hopefully not in front of the one man nothing and no one could erase from her screwed-up mind, or her broken heart, it seemed. After four tours of duty, Jamie didn't rattle easily. But the drive down Main Street, sitting in the back of a convertible waving at all the 4th of July parade onlookers, set off all the bells and whistles in her gut. The urge to roll her eyes at herself didn't override her brain's unreasonable belief that she was in danger. She tried desperately to command her mind not to think every rooftop concealed a potential enemy sniper, that every backpack, tote, and garbage can along the route concealed a deadly IED. That any second someone would appear in the crowd with a rocket-propelled grenade launcher on his shoulder, aimed straight at her. Been there, done that, had the scars to prove it. And the messed-up mental state that went with it. That black hole in her memory haunted her day and night. Why the hell did I agree to do this? Put myself on display with the crowd here to witness my total meltdown. Suck it up. Get it done. Seems she lived her whole life by that motto. She held her hands fisted in her lap. Her nails bit into her palms, but she didn't let loose. Couldn't really. The sting gave her something to focus on, even as she desperately tried to keep the plastic smile plastered on her face. Her gaze swept the crowd again and again.